From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Egyptian protesters camped out in central Cairo today, vowing to stay put until President Hosni Mubarak steps down. Soldiers patrolling the streets in tanks and armored vehicles appear to be in no hurry to stop the protests. Several protesters were even invited to jump aboard some of the tanks. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo says while many soldiers appear to be friendly toward the thousands of demonstrators, some are voicing concerns about safety.
As the day wore on today, we heard reports of police coming back to certain areas, and there are reports that tomorrow they will be back in force. Egypt has been described as a police state, and to have the police suddenly disappear, as it did when these protests began, was very strange for people, and it led to this general sense of lawlessness. Some of the people that I spoke to today who were really very angry at the police and very negative about all the things that they'd done to them in the past sort of said to me, I want them back. I don't want to have this sense of lawlessness persist.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. Standing shoulder to shoulder with protesters in the streets of Cairo today is pro-democracy leader Mohamed El-Baradei. The former head of the UN nuclear watchdog told cheering supporters through a bullhorn, "You are the owners of this revolution. You are the future." He left shortly thereafter. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stopped short today of calling for Mubarak to step down, but NPR's Allison Key says she did call for an orderly transition to democracy.
Clinton appeared on several Sunday talk shows, sidestepping direct questions on whether Egypt's President Mubarak will remain in power despite the escalating violence in his country. Clinton says that is up to the Egyptian people. But she told Fox News Sunday the Obama administration doesn't want to see radical ideologies take over a strategically important country in the region.
We want to see an orderly transition so that no one fills a void, that there not be a void, that there be a well-thought-out plan that will bring about a democratic, participatory government.
Republican Arizona Senator John McCain says it would be logical if Mubarak announced that he won't run for president again and that there will be a process for free elections in September. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Meantime, thousands of Americans are trying to get out of the country as fast as possible. Assistant Secretary of State Janice Jacobs says the U.S. is arranging chartered planes to do just that. The charters will begin tomorrow from Cairo, and the State Department says it is looking at various stops in Europe, including Athens, Istanbul, and Nicosia. Asian stocks are down as investors try to steer clear of risky investments during the crisis in Egypt. Japan's Nikkei stock average fell 126 points, or 1.2%. Australia's index is down 0.9%. South Korea's fell 1.3%. This is NPR News. Flood-ravaged Australians are breathing a collective sigh of relief after having dodged a major tropical storm. But forecasters say a bigger storm is gaining strength in the South Pacific. Cyclone Yasi is expected to hit Queensland on Thursday. Cyclone Anthony hit the Queensland state coast early Monday, but quickly weakened into a tropical storm. Months of torrential rains have caused widespread flooding across Australia. The head of Tunisia's Islamist movement arrived back in his country today after 22 years of exile. Eleanor Beardsley reports that some Tunisians are wary of the return of Islamists to political life.
Under former dictator Ben Ali, Islamists were jailed and expelled from the country. So when long-exiled Islamist leader Rashid Ghannouchi stepped off the plane from London, he was greeted by throngs of Tunisians. Women ululated and crowds poured around him. Many said they came out to support Ghannouchi because he was a victim of dictator Ben Ali's regime. But others, like political cartoonist Lofty Ben Sassi, say they are nervous about the potential power of Islamists.
I have four daughters, and I am afraid for my daughters. I want freedom, democracy, and religion is a personal thing.
Tunisia will hold legislative and presidential elections within the next 6 months, and for the first time in 56 years, everyone will be allowed to take part. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
Colin Firth, who stars in The King's Speech, won Best Actor at tonight's Screen Actor Guild Awards, and Natalie Portman earned Best Actress Award for her role in the psycho-thriller Black Swan. The Fighter, co-starring Christian Bale and Melissa Leo, won Best Supporter Acting Awards, putting them in good position for the Oscars. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.